Tanu Rabbanon, Tomit Koidem LePesach. The Tomit Shal Shachar is before the Pesach. Pesach Koidem LeKteires. Kteires Koidemes LeNeires. Zot Rashi, Tomit Shal Bein Arbayim, Koidem LePesach. The Tomit Shal Bein Arbayim is Koidem LePesach. And the Pesach is Koidem LeKteires Shal Bein Arbayim VeKulu Yalef Taimes. And the Kteiris is Lefkaidom Leneiris, Ladolokis Neiris. Now, we're going to explain why is the Tomit Shalbein Abayim Kaidom LePesach. Yeuchar Dovor Shenema Boi Bo Erev Ubein Abayim Ledovor Shaloinema Boi Be Erev Elo Bein Abayim Bulvat. So let us see what Rashi says. Yeuchar Dovor, Taima Dereshe Kamaforish. Why is it that the Tomid is before, the Tomid Shalbein Abayim is before the Pesach? Is Tomid, Kamaforish told him, Koidim Le Pesach, the Dinu She Yeuchar A Pesach, She Nema Boi Bo Erev, Ubein Ho Abayim. It says, a Loshen of Ubein Ho Abayim, and it also says a Loshen Erev. So it shows that it should be Me'ucha. Erev and Bein Abayim is more Me'ucha than Bein Abayim alone. Tizbach as a Pesach v'erev, v'shochtu oisoi Bein Abayim. L'tomit shaloi nema boi, elos akeves asheni tase Bein Abayim. So therefore the Pesach is after the Tomit because it's Yeucha, since it says, Bo'erev and Bein Abayim. Let us see Tosfos. So Yeuchar Dovor. Fraktach Tosfos, Afal Gav, the Tomid Todel. Fraktach Tosfos, why do you need this Cheshbon? Let us say, both would be Bein Abayim. So you have two mitzvahs Bein Abayim. So we have a klal, Todel, Vishene Todel, Todel Koidem. So out that Cheshbon alone, at that cheshbon alone, the Tomid should be before the Pesach. The Tosfos itzrich lemichtov b'hava mina she'apesach yagdim mishum aleh hashle. So Tosfos says, if I would not have this gilui akroh that the Pesach is later, so I would have another gilui akroh. I have a posik aleh hashleim called kolbanei skulam. So that pasuk says that all korbanos have to be after the tomid shel shachar. So I would say that's a gili that the Pesach also has to be after the tomid shel shachar. So therefore I need this yeuchar dovor shenema boi erev ubein. There's a beautiful minchas chinuch on this Tosfos. Sayin the Kasha of Tosfos and Sayin the Teretz of Tosfos. Minchas Chinuch is Ma'irer. He says, L'chayre, what is Pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara says that the Pesach is after the Tomid. Yeuchar Dovor Shenema Boi Be'erev Ubein Arbayim L'Dovor Shloi Nema Boi Be'erev Elo Bein Arbayim. So the Gemara is telling us, Emerson, The Pasuk Be'erev Bein Abayim is not telling us anything about the Tomid. It's speaking about the time element, when is the Zman of the Tomid. The Tomid is Bein Abayim. When is the Zman of the Korban Pesach? Be'erev Bein Abayim. So if it says Erev Bein Abayim, that means a later Zman. Is, for example, the Minchas Chinuch, what will be if, let's say, there won't be a Tomid? Let's say the Zman Akrovas HaTomid Sheishamachsa. That's when the Zman starts. Sheishamachsa is the Zman of the Tomid. What'll be if I don't have a Tomid? When is the Lachat Chiladik Zman to be Makr of the Kolben Pesach? Sheishamachsa is Lachayrana. If Ziuchar Boy, there's a different Zman. The Tomid is the Zman of the Tomid, the Sheishamachsa. That's called Bein Arbayim. Here it says, Bein Abayim Be'erev. It says a different Lashon. So this Lashon is moira that it has to be later than Bein Abayim. It has to be, after this man of the Tomid. This man of the Tomid is Bein Abayim. This is Be'erev Bein Abayim. So, l'chayre, for practical purposes, if we'll say that this man of the Tomid is Shei Shemachze, so the Pasuk is telling us that this man of the Pesach is Sheva. Sheva Machze. That's l'chayre pshat in the Pasuk. So, number one, if I don't have a Tomid, what time do I have to be Machze the Kolben Pesach? Still, I have to be makim the kol beisel chatchila sheva or sheva machze. So what's this discussion? A typical else todem sheni todem todem kaidem. The pasuk isn't coming to tell me which one I should do first. The pasuk is telling me this man of the pesach. This man of the pesach is erev bein arabayim. So I feel like you won't have a kolben tamid. I feel like you won't have a kolben tamid. But this man of the Kolben Pesach is Erev Bein Arbayim, so that's why you need a Pesach, to tell me when the Chatchila Dikas man is. That's Ha'orah number one. Ha'orah number two, he says, what will be if it's Sheva? It's Sheva Al-Machze. And I have the Tomid, and I have the Pesach. So now it's already Erev Bein Arbayim, it's already Sheva Al-Machze. Now I makrim the Talmud first, taka al tzoisus, al tzodah v'shene tzodah kaidim. That is true. When I'll have a Talmud, and he came already this man of Be'erev u'bein arbayim, so then l'maisa, I'll be makdim the Talmud, al tzodin tzodah. But tzoisus kasha, why do I need the Bein Arbayim u'Be'erev, typically al tzodah, he says, is a poshtin nafkamina, if you won't have a Talmud. What is this man? What is the lechatchila dikizman? What is the lechatchila dikizman of the Kolben Pesach? The lechatchila dikizman of the Kolben Pesach is Be'erev Bein Arbayim, which is Shevel Marze. Then he asks another kasha. What does Tosfos answer? Tosfos answers that you know why you need the pasuk, because I would think that you can't. That means, what does Tosfos ask? I'll know you makriv it after the Tomid, because it's a cloud. Todav, shenit todav, todav koidav. So Tosfos says, no, I would think that you can be makriv it after the Tomid, because there's an issa mishum aleh hashling. So the minchas chinuch tain is, l'chayre, the din l'chayre should be like this. He tain is, let's say I have here the Tomid, without any psukim, if I wouldn't have any posik whatsoever. So l'chayre, I have here the Tomid, and I have here the Kolben Pesach. So l'chayre, what should I do now? L'chayre, I should not be makrib the Tomid, al todo v'shena todo todo koidim. That was Tosfos kasha. Let's go with Tosfos kasha. Now, good, so I've makrib the Tomid. Now, what am I going to do with the Kolben Pesach? So what does Tosfos say? So Tosfos says, oh, I wouldn't think you're permitted to be makim the Kolben Pesach now, because of Leah Hashlein. He says, the Gemara says later a cloud that if you have an Esa Sheyesh by Koris, that is Doiche and Esa, the Esa of Hashlomit. That means there's a mitzvah essay that all Kolbonis should be after the Tomit Shol Shach. Fine. So that means I shouldn't be makrib after the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim. But now I have an Eses Sheyesh Baikoros, so the Gemara Pesach is an Eses Sheyesh Baikoros, we'll see later another tzir on the Gemara. So the Gemara says, so you're permitted to be makrib a kolben after the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim, an Eses Sheyesh Baikoros is Doich an Eses Shein Baikoros. So he says, without any special psukim, I would know what the halacha is. That means, if we ask the kashim, then he should say, todir v'sheine todir todir koidim. So without any psukim, I would say, when it's bein arbayim, you have to first be makriv the tomid, because the tomid is todir. Now what do you do? So now I'd be makriv the kolben pesach, al tiyovei eser sheyesh bekoris, Biyitcha esa da shlomo shein bekoris. So fakel, so Tosfos kasha is takishver. So therefore he says fakel, so the teret of Tosfos kasha is his teret. That the pasuk is coming to tell us gone under it in. For there's no tamid. The lechatchila de kizman of the pesach is after the zman of the tamid. So that filu you don't have a tamid, lechatchila you should wait till after to Azman Meucher, because the Zman of the Kovas HaPesach is Meucher since it's Nema Boy Erev Ubein Arbay. Okay, let us get back to the Gemara. So the Gemara said that the Pesach is after the Tomid, because the Pesach it says Be'erev Ubein Arbay. Frek the Gemara, so if that is a biru to be ma'acher the Pesach after the Tomid because it says Be'erev Ubein Arbay, so Ihochi K'teiris V'Neiris Nami Nigdamu LePesach. We'll see by K'teiris and Neiris it only says Bein Arbay, so that's the Zman of Hadlokis Neiris and Akhtoros K'teiris. So that should also be before the Pesach, because Pesach says Be'erev Ubein Arbayim. Ye'ulchar davar shenema boy Be'erev Ubein Arbayim, ledavar shaloi nema boy Ela Ubein Arbayim b'vat. And with the Gemara, shani hosom the miyut rachmona oisoi. There is a miyut that nothing is permitted to be after the hadlokas haneiros. So that is why we can't make that the neiris should be before the, that's why we can't make that the neiris should be before the korban pesach, because we have a miut oisoi that after the hadlokas haneiris, you're not allowed to do another avoid. The miyut rachmona oisai. The sanya, we learned in Abarais as follows. At adlokas haneiris, it says, mei erev va'ad boike. So we learn out from this two halachas. Halacha number one, ten lo midoso shetehei deilekes mei erev ad boike. That the amount of shemen should be, that it should be sufficient, it should burn mei erev ad boike. Dovarach, and this is hanegei alonu. Ein lecho avoide shekshero mei erev ad boike ela zu bilvad. Okay, this is the last avoide. Afterwards, there cannot be another avoide. My time. O makro yaroich oisoi aron ubonov mei erev ad boike. The pasuk says yaroich oisoi, there's a meat. This yaroich oisoi mei erev ad boike. Oisai mei erev ad boiker, ve'ein davar acha mei erev ad boiker. That means, from the erev ready, this is the last thing, it cannot be makriv something else. So here we are miut, so this is the last thing, so therefore, I say that the korban pesach is before the neiris. The Sfas Emes asks a very beautiful kasha. He says like this. We just learned Tosfos. Tosfos says, why do you need a posik to tell me that the Pesach is after the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim? Because of the essay of Hashlom. So it says a posik, Alea Hashlem Kol HaKolbonis Kulam. All the Kolbonis have to be after the Tomid Shel Shachar. So therefore, I need the posik Yeuchar to tell me that, but here it says, Erev and Beit Abai, so Kochoch, this is not included in the Miyut. So you have a Miyut of Alea Hashlein, and Yeuchal says the Miyut is not applicable to the Korban Pesach, because it says Erev and Beit Abai. In fact, the Svasemis, you have another Miyut of Oisoi. Nothing can come after the Neiris. But you have Erev and Beit Abai. So why is the Miyut of Alea Hashleim less than the Miyut of Oisai? Alea Hashleim also says that nothing can come after the everything has to be Alea Hashleim called Kobonis Kulam. That means all Kobonis have to be after the Tomas of Moses. Yeah, all Kobonis. But not the Pesach, because the Pesach says Erev Ben Arbayim. So Memela say the same thing. It says Yarech Oisai, nothing can come after the Neiris, but the Korban Pesach could come, because the Korban Pesach, it says, Erev Ubein Arbayim, and this only says, Bein Arbayim. That's a ha'orah from the Sfas Emes. Be'iskish k'teires l'neiris, and just like there's a hekish the k'teires l'neiris, that means that just like by the neiris we have a miyut yarech oisoi, May erev ad voiker, nothing else is afterwards. So we have the same limit that nothing else can be after the Keteiris also. So mainly you can't make the Korban Pesach after the Keteiris. That is one bereis. So this bereis holds that the Seder is Tomid, Pesach, Keteiris, Neiris. V'tanya, we learned a different bereis, Kikushin. We learned a different bereis that holds back in the way we asked, that the Seder should be, that Pesach should be at the end. The Baraisa says as follows. Tomid koidem l'kteires. Kteires koidemes l'neiros. Neiros koidmais l'pesach. And forget the last thing is Pesach. Ye'uchar dovo shenema boi be'erov u'bein abayim. L'dovo shaloi nema boi elo bein abayim b'lvat. So forget, so the Pesach comes after the Neiros. Frag the Gemore v'hoksiv oisoi. It says oisoi, have a meat. What are you going to do with this meat? May erev ad boi, yarech oisai me erev ad boike. So the Gemara says, hay oisai me boilei limu'utei avoide shebifnim. That the yarech oisai me erev ad boike, that tells me that this is the last avoide, may erev ad boike, means, the neiris is avoide shebifnim, it's that block in the heichel. So this is memayit daktores kteire shebefnim. That verkehrt, that the neiris are come after the kteiris. You cannot be makter the kteiris after the neiris. So verkehrt, that's what it's memayit. It's memayit. This is the last avoide shebefnim. And so therefore the kteiris has to be before that lokas neiris. But we're not speaking about an avoidish shebechutz. The Pesach is avoidish shebechutz, so the mail of the Pesach can be after the night. Umay niyuk teiris. What are we memayt from the oise? Which avoidish shebechnim are we memayt? We memayt teiris. Sal kedaita chamine. Fakert. Without the oise, I would think. Ho yul uksib. Since it says, bahalai, ubahalai salnes haneiris. Beina bayim yaktireno. Fakert. Berehit is loshen aposik mi. After the halos haneiris, you make the kteiris. Eimon adlik neiris bereishe, vahodol nakti kteiris. That's what I would say. Is mi et rachmoni, that's why I have a different posik. Yarech oisei arne bono mi erev ad boikel. That this is the last avoide. This is the last avoide spnim. Yarech oisai me erev advoike. Oisai me erev advoike. And there's no other avoide spnim me erev advoike. So al kolchoch, the kteiris has to be before the neiris. So the oisai is coming to be memayit the kteiris. Frag the Gemara. Es mi et rachmona oisa. Fregte gemore, elo bein ha bayim yaktireno lo moli. Och ikom ha rachmona beidon de midlo keneiris, to hei miktero keteiris. Now, dachsach mir pshat the gemore's kashe and the gemore's teretz, losh marashi is not mashma like this, but this is the only way I understand the Gemara. What's frek the Gemara and what's emphat the Gemara? The Gemara says that the Oisai is coming to be memayed that the Daktore. That Daktore, you do not make the Haktore after that Lokas Haneiros. Frek the Gemara, Elo bein abayim yaktiren olomoli. So what's the kasha? So l'chayre, the kasha is the posik weiss des nicht azoi. The posik weiss the chayish that there's haktore afterwards. You're telling me a mit, but ein mikri yaitzim dey pshutai. Uvahalo is aren es aneiris bein arbaim. When aren is mala the neiris, yakti reno. It seems in this man there should be haktore. You tell me the haktore is before. So what are you doing with the posik? You have a beautiful drosha, oisa, but what do you do with the posik? So that's so lomali, so how does the aktorik, how does the aktirenna come? How do you explain the Yaktirena after the Halis Arnes and Eres if it comes before? Hochi koma rachmone beidon the midleke the madlekes neires tei mikterok teires. So I saw the Teiret Mimis as pshat in this drosha, and it's beautiful. I didn't find anyone else should say this, but the Teiret Mimis says as follows. From the Oisai is coming to tell me that the last avoide is the adlokas neiris. Fine. So when do you make the k'tayris? Before. That I also know. But this pasuk is telling me that you cannot, that bishas, you are making the hadlokas haneiris, the k'tayris should still be burning. That's what the pasuk is telling us. The Oisai tells us when you make the maisa haktore. The Mais HaKtore is before the Adlokas HaNeiris. Yarech Oysoy Aaron Abonim. This is the last Mais HaVoida you do. But it has to be Mikter HaKtoreis. The Ktoreis still have to be burning. You can't make it 20 minutes before and Bishas and Bishas your Mala the Neiris. There's no Ktoreis anymore. The Ktoreis burnt out already. So that's what the Pasuk is telling us. Uba'alois Aaron Es HaNeiris Yaktireno. The Ktoreis should still be burning. That is pshat in the Pasuk. Now the Lashon of Rashi, let's look at the Lashon of Rashi. Rashi is not mashma like this. Tei mikter k'toyres kvar tehei mikuteres. Rashi weiss toys that before it was mikter. So according to Rashi, what was the kashin, what was the teres? If the kashin was that yaktirenos mashma should be makted later, so what's the teres? Yes, the kashin, the lomoli is shver. Like this, it's beautiful. The Lomoli is, why does it say Haktore afterwards, if it's before? So the Gemara says, no, a Mais Haktore you don't need afterwards. But the Haktore should be going, should be continuing, that you do need. Losh Narashi is not mashma like the Torah Tmimit. Let us see the previous Rashis. The Ihochi Ktoires V'Neires Nami Ligdemule Pesach. If the criteria is that Erev Ubein Arbayim is a Me'ucher, so Memele, the Ktoiris and Neiris should also be before the Pesach. Mishumai Taime Gufe. Ye'ucher Dova. The Ktoiris and Neiris had Bein Arbayim Ksid. There's only one Bein Arbayim. He says Erev Ubein Arbayim by Pesach. Baal Sarnas and Neiris Bein Arbayim Ektireno. Ubein Arbayim Atovayuko. It's going to sign the Ktoiris and sign the Neiris. So the Gemara says, the miyut rachmone gabi neiris is a miyut. Oysoy mi erev ad boike vein acha mi erev ad boike. Ve'ein lecho avoide ksheiro achareo lahasko. Now, after that neiris is nothing. Then ma bin zan tu droshes. Ten lo midoso, chatsilug lecho ner, den lecho leil oluch shlo yehei loch bo kishir. Ve'izkish kteiris le neirois, ma neirois ein avoide ksheiro achareo, Af Ktoiris ain avoida ksheira acharel. Tomit, then we learned a different Baraisa, that the Baraisa Taka makes a different Seder. Tomit, koidom le Ktoiris, Ktoiris koidom le Neiris, taime meforish beseide yume, perk omo lehem amemune. There Rashi means to say, why is the Ktoiris koidom, both say bein arbayim, so why is one this before this? I'm a mafosh beside you. Who the mute avoided shebefnim? Who oise love the mute pesach osa? Shehi avoidas chutz. The mistavre, the chi come a mayet, avoidas pnim, the chabosi come a mayet. Harech aloin, yarech oise yarna bonov. So the oise is a miut dumye, the halos an eres. Neres avoidas pnim, okteres avoidas pnim. Zot Taiswitz. Ktoiris v'neirois nigdamu lePesach. It's the Gemara eres takashe that the Ktoiris and Neiris should be before the Pesach. Why? Because the Pesach, Yeruchado v'shnema boi be'erev v'bein abay. Hikshe rivo v'aloi b'neiris ksiv nami me'erev ad boiker. The Loshen of Erev says by Neiris also me'erev ad boiker. Umali meyerev, umali boerev. Vishleim de meyerev ad boike, itzach litin lo midoso, to loy le yichel. Fakir, this is the yerev, yarech oise, meyerev ad boike, it's only telling us, not the zman hadloke, the amount of shemen. that has to be put. So Memela, but the Zman Adlok is Ben Arbay. So therefore, as Yeruchel Dovor, Shenem Amoy Be'erov or Ben Arbay. Zog to Gemara Baita. Tano Rabono. Ein lecho Dovor Shekoidem Letomit Shal Shachar Elok Teres Bulvat. There's nothing that comes, there's no haktore that comes before the Tomit Shal Shachar, Elok Teres Bulvat. Shenem abo baboiker, the yugdam teres, dover shenem abo baboiker. Tersi vihiktor all of aring teres amim baboiker, le dover shenem abo ela boiker echo. So kemes echo tase baboiker, the state by the tomid, the nil says baboiker, boiker is a loshen agdomes, so you magdem the teres to the tomid shol shach. Ve'ein lecho dovo shemis'akev achar tomit shal bein arbaim elo k'teires v'neirois u'pesach, this we learned already, u'mechusar kipurim be'erev ha'pesach she'toivu sheinis v'oichel espischoi le'erev. U'mechusar kipurim, that means as follows. A person was a mechusa kippurim, was a zor, a metzore, and in order for him to be able to bring the korban pesach, he has to be roi to eat it at night. And in order for him to be able to eat it at night, he has to bring his korban. Now, he reminded himself, after the Talmid Shel Bein Arbayim, after the Talmid Shel Bein Arbayim, he comes to the Kahanim, Rabbi say, you know, I have a Kolben over here to be Makavam and Mechusa Kippurim, and I won't be able to eat my Kolben Pesach if you won't be Makrev this Kolben. So it says in the Baraisa that the Tanakama holds a Mechusa Kippurim Be'erev Pesach. We'll see later, the reason is because the Pesach, since the hakrove of this korban will enable him to bring a korban pesach, so we say an asay sheyesh beikores is doiche an eser shein beikores. Eser vashlome is an eser shein beikores. Korban pesach and this korban, the korban which is a mechusa kippurim of, is enables him to bring the korban pesach. So an asay sheyesh beikores is doiche and asay she'ein b'koris. That is pshat in the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shmuel b'noi shal Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika oimer. Rabbi Shmuel b'noi shal Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika says, af mechusa kippurim b'shar yemoy sashone, she'toivol v'oichol b'kotshim lo'erev. So poshet pshat is, we'll see in Rashi, that it is speaking about a person brought a korban shlomim, And again, after he brought the Kolben Shlomim, he reminded himself, after they were makriv the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim, that he brought a Shlomim. And we'll see in Rashi, there's a mitzvah on the Bailam to eat from the Shlomim. So he comes to the Kanim, he says, I would appreciate if you'd be makriv my Kolben in order to enable me to eat from my Shlomim tonight. So just let's see the kasha of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Bishloim Balatanikame, I can understand why you're permitted to be makrib this kolben after the Tomit Shel Bein Arbayim. Yove yasei de pesach sheyesh baikoris, v'yitchasei da shlome sheyin baikoris. The mitzvah sasei, that means the akrote of the kolben, which is metayer him, enables him to be royal Pesach. So therefore, Yovo Yasei de Pesach, Shiesh Bekoros, Vitchasei da Shlomo Shein Bekoros. El Rabbi Shmuel Benoish Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broike, Mayum Bedahayasei, Mahayasei. Like the Gemara, there's a mitzvah sasei to each Shlomo. There's a mitzvah sasei of a Leah Hashlei. So Memele, Mayum Bedahayasei, Mahayasei. There's one asei to each Shlomo. Outside I say, you should be makriv he should bring his korban now to be metayer. There's another say, Allah hashlem kol korban is kulam. So there's a svara mayu mahayesay. So the din is shei bar tasa od if you don't do anything. So that's the gemara's kasha. Rabbi Shmuel ben Ish Rabbi Yechonon ben Broike. Why do you do bekum vasei? Why are you makriv this korban after the tomid shall be no mai? Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, ein lecha kol davar beishim. There's nothing that we are makter koydem le tomid shall shache elok teiris. The Torah shall shachar we are makta before the tomb. Shenem abo be parshus va'ata tetzave, ba boiker, u be tomid leksiv elochad boiker. U mechusa ki purim, ki goy metzoyre oizov, sheshochach v'loi hevi kaparosoi, koydem le tomid. He forgot and did not bring his kapore. Vim lo yevienu, and if they will not be makriv the kapore lo yoichol Pesach, he can't eat the korban Pesach. The mechusa ki purim osar bekotchim, the onish koris, is an onish koris. Agavulche, we should know that that's what Rashi says is an onish koris is a debatable statement. The Rambam, Perik Yudches, Milchus Psule, Mekdoshim, Alochi Yudalit, hold that a mechusa kippurim does not get kores. Only a tome gets kores if he eats kotchim. He's not a tome. He's a mechusa kippurim. There's a lot. The Rambam says, but there's no kores. The Raibet asks me to look on the Rambam. The Raibet holds you do get kores. So Rashi is like the Raibet. But Rashi is saying over here, you say that a mechusa kippurim is also be kotchim, but only is kores. Now, there's another horror on Rashi, the Dvar Shmuel is Ma'iridis on Rashi. Taisvis in Shabbos, Tavdala Domad Aleph, speaks about the Yesod, V'chi oimrim loy la'odom chatei b'shvil shayiske chavelcho. Don't tell Reuven to do an avere in order to help our Shimon. Taisvis asks, there are some times when we do say, Chatei Bishvil Sheyiske Chavercho. And one of the times Taisvis brings down is our case. We have over here Mechusa Kippurim. He's telling the Kahanim to be Makriv his Kolben. They're making back Rabbah, they're Oivan the Esa Vashlame, Etotach Gornish, they're Oivan the Esa Vashlame, Chatei Sheyiske Chavercho. So Taisvis says that if he wasn't a Pesheya, if it wasn't his fault, then you say, Amrum L'Odom Chatei Kedei Sheyizkech. If it was his fault, then you don't say such a thing. If it wasn't his fault, so the Dvar Shmuel says, L'Choy Refa Rashi Vaisteis Nitazoi. And Rashi could have said, V'chus Kippurim Ki Goy Metzoyra Izov, Shenenas Lehevi Kaparosei. There was a Psazoi, he got stuck in a traffic jam outside, Akasha Pabaisa, and he couldn't bring his Kolben. And by the time he was able to enter the Beis HaMikdash, they were makrav already the Tomid Shel Bein Abayim. Rashi could have said Nenas, but Rashi says Shochach. So Lechera, Sheikheich is a Shtikul Pesheya. So Memele, so, The Kahanim should tell him sweetly, you forgot to bring your kapore, so you'll bring a Pesach Sheinim. We don't have to be over the Esav HaShlomo because of your Shikre. But Kapodim Farashi, we see that by Shikre, there also is a din of, that they're permitted to be over the Esav HaShlomo because of him. Shetoivu. Va'af alpi, that Abachusi Kippurim is toivu after he brings his coat. So Rashi says, what's the purpose in this tefillah? Avopi shetovol esmol b'shvii shaloi. He's already oistful yoyim tzach litvar achashe b'kaperose, desnam b'chaim b'kodesh. Ha'oinon v'amechus l'kippurim tzrichim tefillah l'kodesh after you bring the kol. Abravon on the kedit. Rabbi Shmuel b'noi shel Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike said that the kahanim amakrib the kol not only erev Pesach, the makir of the kolbim shayim ha'isar shon. Zik Rashi, im hevi shalmei nedovo koidem atomit. He had brought, before the Talmud, he had brought Shlomim, v'hu hoyo mechusa kippurim, and he was a mechusa kippurim, v'im lo yovi kaporosoi, if he won't bring his kapore, lo yoichol ha-shlomo, he won't be able to eat his shlomim. And d'chsiv, and what if he won't eat his shlomim? D'chsiv v'ochlu oysom asher kupa behem. So Rashi seems to say pshat in the posik, which is also very debatable, that Rashi seems to say that the posik means v'ochlu oysom asher kupa behem includes the bailim. The bailim who get a ritzui from the korban, there's a mitzvah that say they should eat from their korban. V'ochlu oysom asher kupa behem alma achilas kochim asehi bein hanecholim lekahanim. In that Gemara learns out kahanim oichlim or bailim miskaprim. So there's a mitzvah to say for the kahanim to eat kochim bein hanecholim leYisrael. Rashi says that v'ochlu oysom asher kupa behem is also going by kochim kalim on the bailim, that them mekayim a mitzvah is a mitzvah v'ochlu oysom asher kupa behem. Now we have to realize that Rashi is telling us a big chiddush. Rashi explains that what kind of mitzvah does this person have? So Rashi says, "Im hevi shalmei nedove koidem atomit." He brought shlom. He brought a shlom in that day. Now, if he brought a shlom in that day, now he's coming to the kahanim. They were makriv already, the Talmud shall be now by me. He says, please be makriv my korban. Why? So I should be able to eat my shlomim. So l'chayre, the kahanim would tell him, Rabbi, you know, I got news for you. Hashlomim necholim l'shnei yomim v'layla echot. So you'll eat your shlomim tomorrow. We won't have to be over on the esav hashlomim, and I couldn't talk. What's pshat in this Rashi? So by Emerson, the Baal HaMoir in HaSugi says like this. The Baal HaMoir says, this is not the story the way Rashi says. The story is that it was the second day already. It's the second, it was Makriv yesterday, the Shlomim. And today he reminded himself, he's a Mechusa Kippurim. So he's coming to, hey, listen to the voice, I have a mitzvah. If you won't take care of me now, I'll lose my mitzvah of Achilas Shlomo. That's how the Baal HaMoir says Pshat. The Baal HaMoir gets stuck with this Be'erev, the Oichel Be'erev, I mean, if it's the second day, it's not Be'erev, till the night, he gets stuck with this Be'erev, it's not too posh at the Be'erev. But the Ravid says over here, the Ravid says no. The Ravid holds that speaking about the first day, and in order to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Achila Shlomim the first day, one is permitted to be over on the Esav HaShlomim. The Bar Shmuel, Tzeichen Tzu, he brings to the Samech, he brings a Moiridike Ramban ala Teire. The Ramban says, the Posek, Vayikro Zayin, Posek Fezayin, when it speaks about Achilas HaShlomim, the Posek says as follows, V'neder oi nedovo zevach kolbon. If a person is bringing another on the door was speaking about a shlomim. B'yoyim hakrivoy ezivcha yeyochel. He should eat it the day of Akrove. Umimochos, the next day. V'anoyser mimenu yeyochel. V'anoyser mimenu yeyochel. So Rashi in Chumash says pshat, the vav of a hanoyser is miyuta. So the pasuk reads as follows. Neder oynedovo zevach kobonoi. B'yoyim hakriva yezivcha yeyochel, it is eaten the day of Akrove, yeyochel, umimochos, and the next day, hanoysa mimenu yeyochel. And the next day, which was left over, also should be eaten. So Rashi says, the vav of hanoysa is miyuta. The Ramban says, pshat and posik as follows. The Ramban says, Bavu sha'oma, B'yoyim hakrivoy ezivcha yei ochel umimochos. It would say pshat in the posik, you learn the posik yipshutoy. So the posik says you eat the korban the day of Akrove, umimochos, you can eat it the next day. V'hoyo b'mashma, zuk the Ramban,
So I would think shetei mitzvah sheyeyochel bebeis yomim. The shlomim, it's a mitzvah to eat it 2 days. Yeyochel miktsasei bayoim rishay, v'yoniach miktsasei lemochel, fakel. V'yoim akriv yezivcha yeyochel umimochos, fakel. The pasuk is not going to say that. She part today and part tomorrow. Lefichach. Therefore, chozal levaya. So that's why it says they didn't stop on mimochas. V'hanoisa mimenu berishon yeyochel mimochas. So what is that pasuk telling us? Loishe yasher mimenu bekavone. Not that you should leave it over for today and tomorrow. Mitzvah sheyeyochel mimenu berishon. The mitzvah did it the first day. V'hanoisar, if it got left over, v'mikre, yeyochel b'mochos, then you should eat it the next day. So, kaponim, the Ramban says klor, and this is like the Raivit, and this is like our Rashi, that the ikim mitzvah is to eat it yom rishon. That's a din. V'hanoisar, if it was left over, it wasn't completely eaten, so you what was left over, you eat the second day. But that is not the ikim mitzvah. The ikim mitzvah is to be eaten the first day. So therefore, Rashi in the Raivit holds that even though you'll still have an opportunity to eat from the shlomim tomorrow, aval pike, that is no reason to that is not a reason to prevent him from bringing his korban today, because the ikir mitzvah of achilas hashlomim is the yom rishon. Zok Taisvis. Ein lecha dover shemisakev elok Taisvis. The Braisa started off, there's nothing that comes before the Tomit Shel Shacha, only Taisvis. Nire l'rid l'igoras v'neiris. Del kochach l'ichoshiv elomidi b'haktoris. The Braisa is only speaking about haktoris. The bo hikpido toire, the whole hakpode, that which is not supposed to be before the tomid shel shachar, that what is not supposed to be after the tomid shel bein abayim, the whole hakpode is haktore. The bo hikpido toire la'acher, kidersiv vehikter oleo chel v'yashlomim, that the haktore, all haktoresh, should be, all aktorish should be after the Tomit Shel Shach, and who didn't before, it's pshat is, it's a bir le'etzim baboike baboike, and v'orach ole oilo. That means the first aktorish should be the oilo rishoyne, the Tomit Shel Shach, v'hikter ole achel v'yashlomim, and all aktorish later should be before the Tomit Shel Bein Abayim. So the all these halachas are only halachas in Haktore. So memele, so ein lecha dovo, that is before the Tomit Shel Shachar, is Ktoiris, because Ktoiris is a Haktore. Neiris is not a Haktore, so memele, that it doesn't mention Neiris. There's a mitzvah, but there's no, it's not Haktore. The Eloi Taimahochi, if you'll say that he's mentioning everything that is done before the Tomit Shel Shachar, Lichshev Nami Bereish, Ein Lecha Shekoidim L'Tomit Shel Shachar, L'Ktoiris, the Dishim is Be'er Chapnimish, Negizra Yeitzim, Atovas Neiris, the Koidim L'Tomit, Kol Hanik, and Amrinim Ba'amalam Amamunim, but the Sefta Nami Lefe doesn't say Neiris, it says Ktoiris. The Tanakhama said that if a person is a Mechusa Kippurim, so you could be makriv his korban after the Tomit Shel Bein Abayim, osi asei de Pesach de Isbei Kores, v'dochi asei de Hashlome de Lesbei Kores. Hikshe Rivo, at Rivo gefrek, how could there be a din d'chie, ha be'idno de me'eker asei de Hashlome? When is the oiker de asei of Hashlome? Bishas, he's makriv the korban the mechusa kippurim. So then, loy mekayim asay the achilas haPesach. Then he's not mekayim an asay. The ainay elo belaylo. So how could there be a din tchiyah? The kiyum of achilas haPesach is belaylo.
in the davere you're doing now, you're being doiche da seva shlome now. Betiret, so the Ribo said a very interesting teret. The mayri sheyishchetu pesach olov koidem sheyitchu aseida shlom. First, when speaking about that they were first to shechta kolben pesach. That means if you won't shechta kolben pesach, you will not be permitted to be matche the aseida shlom. Because it's not bidden. First you shechta kolben pesach. How can you shech the kolben Pesach? Eilachoyre is a mechusa kippurim. The shechtim bezerken al tvul yoyim a mechusa kippurim lekulalme. One is permitted, yelaut a mechusa kippurim is permitted to bring a kolben Pesach. Zuktoizvis na afilu lo yei ochel ibsoi afilu lemaise, he won't eat from the kolben Pesach. Since it's biyodai for him to bring the kolben, the mechusa kippurim, is upota mi pesach sheini afilu lo yochal hilkach, shemakriv kaparosoi mekayim aseide pesach, da'oz avi roi lecha. Shem loy hoyo yochal lahakriv lo yiroi lecha la'erev ma pesach hoyo posl. So Taisus explains as follows. First of all, there are two mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah of Shchitas HaPesach. That's one mitzvah. There's another mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach. The Shchitas HaPesach, that mitzvah is a chayiv koras. A person doesn't bring a Pesach, he's chayiv koras. He doesn't eat it at night. The Mevatel mitzvah say of eating the Korban Pesach. If he was roi to eat the Korban Pesach, he's mekayim the mitzvah. But if a person is not roi to eat the kolben pesach and they shechted the kolben pesach olov, he's not mekayim the mitzvah pesach. He has to be roi to eat the kolben pesach. So Mamela says that he first shechted the kolben pesach. They shechted it. Was he mekayim the mitzvah of pesach? It depends. If there'll be makriv the kolben, he's a mechusa kippur. If there'll be makriv the kolben, val yedei akrovas kolben, he'll be roi to eat the kolben pesach. Then he's mekayim the mitzvah pesach. If they won't be makriv the kolben, he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah pesach. So it is beidne. That means the second the makriv the kolben, the mechusa the kolben, he's a mechusa kippur of. That makes that he's now he just became roi to eat the Pesach at night, so it's mekayim the mitzvah of achilas haPesach. So be'idne, when you're on the iser of Ashlome, then you're on, and then you mekayim the mitzvah of shchitas haPesach. That's one thing. But an akimte, that is only if he was makriv the Pesach before they brought it. What will be if he'll first bring the mechusa kippur, bring this kolben, and then he'll want to bring a kolben pesach? So according to the Ribo, you're not allowed to, because when bishash ya'ivan the esa vashlome, you're not mekayim any mitzvah now. Later we mekayim the mitzvah esa of pesach. So it's not the idne. The ri metaret. The ri says a whole new taret. Teis Rashba says that not that he didn't like the first house. The first house is a beautiful teretz, but it's an akimte. And you have to say it is speaking about that he shechted the kolben pesach before he brought this kolben. The Ri says you don't have to say that. The Ri mitaretz afili didn't shecht the kolben pesach. He said, because it's not bidden. If he brings now the kolben, So now he's over the Esav Ashlome, and later when they shech the Kolben Pesach, so he mekayim the Esav Sheyesh Bekoven. But he metaret, the davke beloisas, by an Esav that's doicha loisas, the chome, a loisas is more chome than an Esav, is beinim beitne de meyake lab lekayim asay. So then there's a lochetake, there's only a din triye. If the bisman is being over the lav, he's mekayim an asay. Avol eset dechomer dochi esay akal. But this din, it's a different din in Gans. It's not a din tchir. Zakasha mayul mehay esay mehay esay. why, if you don't know which one is better, so shame al tasa odif. But not, you don't have to, you have two S's, and it is a kind of ma'ilman, so you don't do anything. If one S is more homo, so it's preferable to do this S. But here, you don't need beidnabel. Esa de choma, dochi esa kal b'chol inyin. Tololoy mekayim esa choma beidne de kovar esa kal. Ki de muchach ba'asher leich. Kabi Rabbi Elezer sheshicha avdai. Rabbi Elezer was meshacher his eved, and in order to be mashlam a minyin. And esa de rab. Now, then after he was mashlam the minyin, so after with pshasta shicha, he was... The drosha says he wanted mekayim mitzvahs parsha zocher. So he was when he was meshachem, he was oivel oilabem tavoidu mitzvahs asay oilabem tavoidu. So he was oivel on that. Later when the mekayim parsha zocher, later the mekayim parsha zocher. So the kima parsha zocher is not beidin of the shichur. So how was he permitted to do it? So you see, klo that by two asays. It's not necessary that it should be beidnet. Taisi brings another ayat. B'shilu achakam, b'avidochi esed metzayre dechomo, b'esed b'shilu achakam, ilav damachmonu shalayach t'shalach afilu l'dvamit. That means, the Gemara says in Chulun, if there wouldn't be a special yito, one would be permitted to take the sabonim, the shalayach, to be able to take the aim, if he needs the aim for the mitzvah of the kodanis mitzvah, of the office of a mitzvah. Because it's a chomodik essay. It's more chomod than the essay of shalayach essay. So he'd be permitted to take the aim without this miyut of shalayach, the shalach, the sribu, yachlud ba mitzvah. I, it's not beidne, that akrova will be later. He's either now the essay of Shalayach Hasein, as soon as he takes it. So again, you see this yisod, that by two essays, there's no klal of that it has to be bidden. Now let us get back to the Gemara. We had Rabbi Shmuel ben Noish, Rabbi Yechim ben Broike said, that not only a mechusa kipurim, that wants to be makrev a korban Pesach, you're even the essay of HaShlomer. No, who are dinner machusa kipurim? The ones to be mekayim the mitzvahs asay of achilas kodshim kalim. You also are even the essay of ashlome in order that he should be able to be mekayim his essay of achilas kodshim. But the Gemara asks, Elo Rabbi Shmuel ben Noish Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike, my ume dahayasei mahayasei. How could you do such a thing? Baka, there's an essay of Achilles Kotchim calling my day a Bailam, but there's an essay of Ashlomim. Alea Ashlomim. Omar Ravine, Omar Ravchizde, Oche Bechates, Ha'oif Askinon, She'ein Le Mizbeach El Adomo. Zogt Rashi. Ashlomim. Alea Ashlomim. Hai Esem, Hai Esem. Hoche de koma Rabbi Shmuel af mechusi kipurim b'metzoyre oni koma. We're speaking about a metzoyre that's an oni. She may be chatos ho'oi. He brings a chatos ho'oi. V'necheles l'kahanim. The kahanim eat a chatos ho'oi. V'ein bo haktore. But there's no haktore. You're not maktere. You make malike. And your mazan the mizbeich and fatig, there's no aktoret. The essay da hashlome and the essay of hashlome gabi haktoresi. The essay of hashlome is vehikter. We have before in Taisus vehikter aleh chel vehashlome that all the haktores have to be after the tamid shol shachar. So memeu. So the iser is to make haktore after the tamid shol bein abayim. But by achatas ha'oif, there's no aktore. They just make malikin, the mazda, the dam, and a good tog, and finish, and then the kahanim eat it. So you're not over the assay. So memeila, so that's the mechusa kipurim that Rabbi Shmuel b'noish Rabbi Yechanan ben Baroike is speaking about. So we have to understand one thing. It's so beautiful So, was sucht er? Number one. Number two, the Tanakame is chaylik. Tanakame is chaylik on him. The Tanakame says only in a Seder Pesach. And number three, Rabbi Yechanan, Mishmol Bnei Yish, Rabbi Yechanan Bebroika only said by Mechusa Kippurim. He says, you know, a Mechusa Kippurim shal Shlomim, he can bring a Chatasoy. Abostamasoy, if he didn't bring a Shlomim today, Vaistoys, he can't bring a Chatasoy. What's wrong with bringing a Chatasoy if there's no Akhtore? The Dvar Shmuel brings down from Atoysis and Menoches that Minatoyre, that's 100% true. There's no Issa whatsoever. But Midarabonon Chazal also to bring a Chatasoy after the Tomit Shobeina Abayim, Gzeira Otu Akhtore. God, this Kobel, there's no Akhtore. I'm asking. But Lemaisa, other Kabbonis, there is Akhtore. So Midarabonon, you're not allowed to bring Achatas Oif after the Tomit Shobein Obay. So now the Shaila is, was a matter this the Rabbonon, if he, in order for him to be Mekayim, the Mitzvah Sasei of Achilo Shlomim. So the Tanakama holds no, they won't. Mayul Mahayese, Mahayese. I told you the Rabbonon, but Midarabonon you say Mayul, and Midarabonon. And Rabbi Shmuel ben Oish, Rabbi Yechon ben Broike says, no, this is a Neser der Aisa of Achilo Shlomim. This is only a Neser der Rabbonon now. With Harakhtor. So therefore it's Ume. That is according to Rav Chisda. Omer Rav Chisda, Ocha Bachat Asoif Askinen, Shem Le Mizbeyech El Odomo. Rav Pope Omer, Afilu Teimo Bachat Asbeheitz. Rav Pope says, no, you don't have to say we're speaking about a Mechusa Kippurim, that's an Oni, being Zachat Asoif. To be speaking about a fellow achatas behemah that you're makter on the mizbeach. Ah, are you allowed to be makter? You're even on the esav hashlome. No malo umelina beroishay shal mizbeach. You're not makter it tonight. You're makter tomorrow after the tumit shal shachar. I'll become possible belina. So you put it on the mizbeach. Whatever is on the mizbeach already does not become possible. And you'll be makter it tomorrow. So memela. Rav Neichet Farstein says also too posh. If that we'll see a number beis already. Mala umelina bereisha mizbeach. The Rashi kedursi v'kriboy lefnei Hashem v'chipa oleo. That's metayer. That is metayer. Is this that is ulemochal yaktiren alachet tomit shol shachar. Belin ene peiselus bereisha mizbeach. Kedama bezbach, begem mizbech mekadish livrakel the loyerdo, imol loyerdo. So memele, so that's what he does. He shecht this chatos behime, and the problem was with that ktara, be makter it tomorrow morning. I let it be possible, lean it's parashah shal mizbech. Frek the gemore, v'ika osham. It is not only a chatos, by a metzoyre, there's an osham also. It's the Gemara, Bishleim el Rav Pope, Aino de Meilolo, the same parrot. So the Oshem also Yoshech, after the Tomit Shobein Abayim, and Al Tesa Vashlome, you'll be Maun Aleshem Mizbeach, and you'll be Makted tomorrow. So no problem. Elol Rav Chisde, Maik el Meima, Rav Chisde, the Teres up his sleeve, by the Chatos, and it's a Chatos Oif, and it's a Raoni, fine. But the Oshem is also ma'akiv in the Tara of a Metzoyre. So l'choyre, so what's with the Oshem? Omri shekore v'ashom. So according to Rav Chisda, speaking about it, he was already makriv the Oshem. That means that's what Rabbi Shmuel ben Oish, Rabbi Yechonim ben Broike said, that a mechusa kippurim can bring his kolbin after the Tomit Shobein Abayim, we're speaking about the Chatos, even the Chatos Oif, there's no Akhtore. Ah, what's with the Oshem? The Oshem is, see, Mary brought already, in the Hanami, the Oshem he brought before. If he wouldn't bring the Oshem before, then he would not be permitted to bring it after the Tomit Shobein Abayim. Let us see Rashi. The Ika Asham Mitzayra, the loy osiyoy, that's a bang. Vichitema oshem loy ma'akev loy gersina. Vichitesek adaitan the loy ma'akev. Areika taret luya boy. שרי נויסן מדומי אגבי בהוינס, סודת זיכר יניד השיחה מעקב, בחטוס ואושם פשיטלון דמעקבי תארה לאכילס קודשן. That's poshet that you need both of them. Chatas kada ashken b'yeledes, it says v'chipa leva ta'era, hosham sherei mimenu l'bohines. So just let's see the Gemara's kashas. The Gemara says, so good, so the hosham is before. Elo shekora v'ashamay. V'ika oilo, like the Gemara, what with the oilo? V'chitei ma'oilo loy ma'ak, but maybe say the oilo is not ma'ak in the Tara, so he won't bring the oilo. Like the Gemara, v'sanya rabbi Shmuel b'noish rabbi Yechon b'broika oima, k'shem shachatosoi v'ashomoi ma'ak v'noisoi, kach oilo say ma'ak v'osoi, the oilo is also ma'ak. So you have to say that you need an oilo also. V'chiteima b'shekol v'oilos. I will say the same teretz. We'll say the teretz that he, just like we said by the oshem, he brought the oshem already, so he brought the oil already also. V'mikol v'oilos ay koidem l'chatos ay rishayim. Can you bring the oil before the chatos? V'sanye, we learned in the baraisa, because ashal l'chatos rishayino. V'ikribes ashal l'chatos rishayino. So what does he have to say rishayino? Ma tamad lo'im imulam shetake demes lo'oilom. So we see that the chatos is first. So this is coming to tell us that whenever there's a chatos and an oilo, the chatos has to be before the oilo. The kaim lo nefil lo chatos ha'oiv kaidem es leilas behemim. So my mail is doch schwer. So the oilo have to come after the chatos. And according to Rav Chisda, the whole eight of the chatos was because there's no aktore, but the oilo is aktore. It's ma'akev. Amarove shani oilas mitzoyre drachmono oma vehela akoines oilo shehela kva. When at vehela, that means that even though there's an Indian that the oilo should be before the chatos, but the yevet, he brought there's an Indian that the chatos should be before the oilo, but the yevet, we brought the oilo before the chatos by mitzoyre, it is good. Let us see Rashi v'sasheni basreidu kroksiv b'shvus biti, v'meili yedini, kimad aisheni oilo chatos avarishon, what is the hikas of chatos l'rishon? Umidahavalaila mihtebesa oilo yalach si vehelo mashmafla evi oilo koidum lachatos yechaber.